From Spark and Anvil and City Forge, this is Mix in Chapter 1 of the City Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Mix was a young chipmunk who could never do just one thing at a time, and thought a good street shouldn't either. She scampered along a lively block with her cheeks full and her eyes bright, pointing, "Homes up there, a little shop here, a workshop next door, a cafe, a library, a bench, all on one street." She loved a street that did many jobs at once. "This," she'd say, "is mixed use, homes and shops and work all woven together, so daily life is a short walk instead of a long drive." Mix taught mixed use land use, the idea that a neighborhood works best when different things sit close together, rather than being sorted into a zone of only houses here and only shops far over there. "When everything is separate," she explained, "you have to travel for every little thing, and that's fine if you have a car. But if you're a kid, or you're old, or you just can't drive, a spread-out neighborhood traps you." She called the good version the 15-minute neighborhood, the everyday things you need, reachable in a short walk. She loved to prove it with two maps. One showed a place where homes, shops, and school were far apart, a place you can only live in with a car. The other wove them together, a place a 9-year-old can actually get around. "Same amount of stuff," she'd point out, "just closer and mixed." "Nearness is freedom," she said, "especially for whoever can't drive." Mix held the urban equity gate carefully. "Mixed use isn't about cramming everything in," she said. "It's about who gets to be independent. A spread out, car-only neighborhood quietly says only drivers belong here. A mixed one says everyone can get around." And she honored what was already there. The corner store that had served a block for 40 years, the workshop that was part of the street's life. "Repair the mix that exists before you bulldoze for a new one," she'd say, echoing Dwell. "The old corner store is the mix. Don't replace it. Protect it." Mix came from a borough network where every tunnel led to several things at once. Pantry, nursery, workshop, all close. When she visited a cousin's colony built as long single-purpose tunnels, sleep way over here, food way over there, she watched the youngest and oldest get stranded, unable to make the long trips alone. She understood her craft then. A neighborhood should let the people who can't travel far still reach what they need. One day, Plum, the City Forge mentor, scurried up beside her. "What is mixed use?" Plum asked. Mix pointed down her lively street. "It's weaving homes, shops, and work close together, so daily life is a short walk, not a long drive," she said. "It's the 15-minute neighborhood, and it matters most to whoever can't drive. Kids, elders, anyone without a car. Nearness is freedom." Plum nodded. "You are appointed," he said. In her lessons, Mix hands out the two maps, spread out versus woven, and asks the students to imagine getting around each one as a 9-year-old with no ride. Then they redesign the spread out one to bring daily life within a walk. She teaches her students a few habits about mixed use. Weave, don't sort. Homes, shops, and work close together beat everything sorted into far apart zones. Aim for the 15-minute walk. The everyday things, food, school, a friend, a bench, should be reachable on foot. Nearness is freedom, especially for non-drivers. Ask, could a kid or an elder get around here alone? If not, it's too spread out. Protect the mix you already have. The old corner store, the neighborhood workshop, those are mixed use. Repair before replace. Mixed use makes streets alive and safer. People around all day, living, shopping, working, means more eyes and more life than an empty single-use zone. Mix tells her students,
My first designs sorted everything neatly into zones, and they looked so tidy, and they stranded everyone who couldn't drive. That's not a failure. That's the tidy map showing you who it forgot. You weave it back together.
When a student asks whether mixing things up just makes a messy neighborhood, Mix always answers the same bright, quick way. Not messy, alive, and free. When what you need is close, a kid can reach it, an elder can reach it, everyone can. That closeness is the whole gift. Mix pauses on her lively corner, where a neighbor waves, a shop door swings, and a bench sits a few steps away. Everything within reach, and the stranded feeling she watched in the long single-purpose tunnels has warmed into an everything-within-reach gladness, the contentment of a street that lets everyone get around.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Mix. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.